Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Under 16s will be banned from buying high-caffeine energy drinks in England if Labour wins the general election next month. Drinks such as Monster, Prime and Red Bull will be blocked from sale to protect children's health. Well, to give us the details on that proposal is Henry Riley, who's a reporter with LBC News in London. So, Henry, this is one of Labour's election promises, is it?
That's right, Claire. Good morning. So this was part of Labour's manifesto. They've introduced what they're describing as a 10-point plan to create the healthiest generation of children ever. And one of those points that was widely reported in the UK was this idea of banning energy drinks for under 16-year-olds. Now, the sort of sheer scale of use is quite surprising, really. We know that 1.7 million people in the UK consume energy drinks two or three times a week, and a third of that are children who drink energy drinks on a weekly basis. And I think when you compare the UK with other European countries, there clearly is a sort of cause for concern for politicians. So we in the UK, actually, our teenagers are the biggest consumers of these drinks, like you say, like Monster, like Prime, compared with any other country in Europe, over a litre a month more than the European average as well. So clearly the political parties, in particular Labour, have recognised how much of a problem this is. In terms of the sort of specifics, you referenced Monster and Red Bull. I mean, in a sort of typical can of 500 millilitres, it contains 160 milligrams of caffeine, which is a hell of a lot. That's the equivalent of, that's the equivalent of sort of 34 cans of Coca-Cola as well. It's a hell of a lot of sugar, 13.5 teaspoons, and is the equivalent of three shots of espresso per can. So the Labour Party really trying to crack down on this. And if, as the polls suggest, they do get into government, it's something they say they'll introduce pretty quickly.
Now, the Tories had looked at this in the past, didn't they? But they abandoned it because you had people saying this was the nanny state and so on. They just didn't move ahead with it.
Yes, exactly. And it's similar to, I mean, we saw Rishi Sunak was actually quite bold when it came to his smoking ban, this idea of the sort of New Zealand model that we had announced at the Conservative Party conference last year. And actually, that's now not going ahead because of the sheer timing of when the general election was called. Now, that will likely go through because Labour happened to agree with the Conservatives on the smoking ban. And yes, I mean, this was an idea proposed. I mean, it's been an idea by some Conservatives for a long time. But again, you do have significant opposition from sort of the libertarian right in the Conservatives, who say it's an idea of the nanny state and individual shops should be able to make individual choices.
And the drinks industry saying as well that the individual shops don't sell to people who are under the age of 16, but there's nothing to compel them handing the product over to a child.
No, exactly. And I think, I mean, currently at the moment, you've got sort of, as you say, a sort of voluntary ban where most sort of high street supermarkets will not sell these energy drinks, in particular these ones, as I referenced, that are so high in caffeine. They won't sell them to under 16-year-olds. The issue is, as some sort of figures in Labour would see it, is there are many sort of corner shops, which are independent shops where you can quite easily, readily buy these drinks. And so, I mean, the actual drinks industry have welcomed this, saying that, look, we don't sell it to under 16-year-olds on a regular basis anyway. But what this policy would do is actually fine those sort of retailers who do sell it to under 16-year-olds £2,500, just purely because of the link between these energy drinks and some of the sort of health concerns that have been associated with it.
Henry, thank you very much for that. Well, I want to bring in registered dietitian Orla Walsh on this, because it was just interesting to read, Orla, Labour Shadow Health Secretary Wes Streeting warning that children are going to school wired on the equivalent of three shots of espresso, the three shots per can that Henry was just telling us about there. And he called these drinks toxic. It stops them sleeping. It damages their mental health. What is the impact of these highly caffeinated drinks on children?
Yeah, it's a worry. And I guess the problem is that some of the energy drinks don't provide any caffeine at all, and some up to 3 espressos. Some provide no sugar and some up to 14 teaspoons of sugar in a can. I guess there's lots of worries, is that there has been reports that some teenagers have lost their life around the world from drinking too many of these energy drinks at once. I suppose the difference between these energy drinks and a cup of coffee is the taste. So they're sweet and palatable, and you know, it wouldn't be difficult to consume too much. I think there's lots of issues, not just in terms of the extremely detrimental effects, but nervousness, irritability, nausea, anxiety. We'd be worried about their bones in the long term, but also it can just have different impacts on that child on different days. And if kids are taking them going into exams thinking it's going to help them, but actually hinders them, it sends them too wired, it can have detrimental effects on exam results, and you know, it can be quite confusing for that child of what led to it. There's not always a link. We shouldn't assume that they see the link between that drink and their performance.
But Orla, they are marketed as giving you a boost, you know, a physical and mental boost, if even for a short period of time. Are there any circumstances where they're useful?
Yeah, we do use them in sports, but to give a specific amount of caffeine at a specific amount of time, as well as carbohydrate. But even in sports, and you're talking about big adults, we'd be very careful about how much they would consume. You would rarely in a sports performance environment go above 3 milligrams per kilo, just simply because nerves come into play. So if you have a child and they weigh, you know, 50 kilograms, that's 150. And a lot of these energy drinks go above that. And if they're taking that when they're just very nervous or anxious going into school for any particular reason, or to, you know, in terms of exam performance, they can take too much and make a lot of their symptoms worse and really have the opposite effect of what they hoped to get from them.
Now, there are some people, adults, who might occasionally take one of these drinks and be absolutely fine and find them useful for whatever reason. And we're not saying that people shouldn't do that occasionally if that's what they want.
Yeah, but we have to remember that caffeine is a drug. It has a half-life of around 5 hours. So if you drink a cup of coffee, in 5 hours' time, half will still be in your system. 5 hours out of that, a quarter will still be in your system. It takes a long time to rid the caffeine from your system. For some people, they're able to take a little bit more. That half-life might be 2 hours. But other people, especially pregnant women, it can be far longer. So most people are unaware of their own tolerance of caffeine. And it can have a huge impact on sleep, not just the ability to go off to sleep, but how much time you spend in restful sleep. And with restful sleep, it's really important for lots of things, including the immune system and growth hormone, the growth and repair in kids. And I guess anything that could disrupt their sleep is just not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're listening to this and you have a child who drinks these types of drinks, you realise now that maybe they should stop. Do you have to wean them off them rather than just stopping them altogether?
Yeah, it's like if we had oodles of coffee and we tried to reduce that quite quickly, we would end up with headaches and withdrawals from that, and they would experience the same thing. But I guess it's really important to assume nothing with your child and just be very clear that other children have lost their life from drinking too many of these drinks at once, that they know that the dangers of them, because even if you ask them to stop, they may not stop and they might be doing it behind your back.
So okay, I think those cases that you're highlighting, and I have heard about them, but I think they're very extreme cases, and I'm just wary, Orla, that I don't want to frighten parents who might be listening to this, because in most cases consuming these occasionally, it's quite safe, and so we just want to say that they're extreme cases, but I do accept that they have been reported. Now, some EU countries, I mean, we have bans in some countries where a decision has been taken not to sell these to under 16-year-olds, to outlaw it. Is there any evidence that it works?
Yeah, I think with all of these bans, that I think we're always surprised. Like if we think of the smoking ban, or I think of the use of plastic bags, these bans can be quite successful and quite fast. But I guess you need to be clear on what you're banning, because the energy drinks do vary a lot in terms of caffeine content and sugar content. And, you know, a can of cola will have 35 milligrams of caffeine. while a tea has 50 milligrams. So perhaps people are unaware of the amount of caffeine in each of the drinks that they're having. And we need really clear, concise data on that so that people are assured of what we are truly banning and what we're not. And I do think it would lead to a reformulation of these energy drinks if we had clear, concise guidelines.
All right, we leave it there. Orla Walsh, thank you very much. And earlier we heard from Henry Riley, who's a reporter with LBC News. Now, still to come in the next hour, why you might see a very low-flying plane on your summer holidays in Ireland this year. Dentists leaving the medical card scheme mean patients are left struggling to access dental care. And David Coleman is back with more parenting advice. And there's still time to get your questions in. You can text us on 51551. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.